is dealing with this same battle right now. So, he's talking about himself. And to show that he's talking about himself, for, and then he says, my. In other words, what he's saying is this, paraphrasing. Let me tell you how I am, what's going on with me. And you will see that God indeed does not love me. He has hidden things about me. He has hedged me in. He keeps me suffering, and he delights in doing so. That's why I want to die. It's powerful words. And when you hear somebody say this, you might have a friend, relative, somebody, that you hear these same words from, because these are common to the believer when they're in distress. Don't judge them. And don't go, oh, that's ridiculous. They're very serious. Job is very serious. He's not just under emotional revolt here or some type of, ah! This is serious stuff. He's in a relationship with God. And you got to know how to take someone through these things very gently. So often believers judge and call them losers and just straighten up and pick yourself up by the bootstraps and all this kind of stuff. All human stuff. Great human viewpoint. Great human viewpoint. Just get down there and go suck it in and, man, get up. Use your gut. But we're talking spiritual stuff. We're talking battle in the Lord. So we're going to see through this whole thing what God is going to do, how he's going to bring Job out of this. So again, there are many believers who at some point in their lives, God will bring them to this point. Everything about your life and what you're going through is a mystery. You feel trapped. You can't move. God, what are you doing? And stop it. Take me home. All right. For my groaning comes at the sight of my food. Now, the word for groaning is anaha. I put it on the board, but that doesn't add to it right now. It means groaning. It means mourning. Well, I guess there would be a reason, because it does have, that word takes the sound, anaha. It's just a depressing sound that comes from our throat. These are the sounds from within, anaha, because of pain, physical, mental, soulish, emotional, all wrapped in, anguish and sorrow. Look what it says, at the sight of my food. Normal life is sustained with what? Bread and water. But not Job's life. Job's life is sustained by groaning and by his tears, by his cries. That's what sustains him. And it's not worth being sustained. Therefore, what? See, if we're sustained by food, by bread and water. Got bread and water in front of you. My life is not worth. So what is this? I don't want that, because that keeps me alive. Sound weird? I have an aunt that did that. She was in her late 80s. Life was miserable in her mind. It wasn't. Wasn't that bad. But just so many things had happened in her life. Or one of her sons, older son, had committed suicide. Just so many things had happened to her, and I loved her dearly. But she just quit eating. Food was just repulsive. I don't want it. And I'd go down and I don't want it. Don't want it. And I'd say, don't you want this ice cream? Don't want it. Well, then I'll have it. No, I didn't do that. But that's what he's saying here, people. I don't want it. Because it would keep me alive in this pain and in this suffer. Ever hear anyone say, you are what you eat? Well, Job eats pain and suffering, groaning and tears. And that's what Job is. In the truest picture, that's what Job is. There are two different ways of understanding at the sight. Look at your text, he's got at the sight. Now, the word is pana. Here's our word, pana. And that's P-E-N-A-H, pana. Now, pana can be taken a lot of different ways. pana, the basic foundation of this word, indicates position. It indicates position. Like before, instead of, something like that. That's the basic idea behind pana, is position. Now, in the New American Standard, look how they translate it. They translate it before. Before. That's what we have in our text. Before my bread in my, and are in the face of my bread. So that's in the front of it. Okay. Now, if it's this way, if we take this as before, meaning the food is before him, if we take it this way, food sustains life, and all life is to him is groaning. His pain is such that even the sight of food causes him to be sick, causes him to groan. He has no desire to eat because he has no desire to live. Food sustains life. He hates his life and does not want to live. So he groans at just the sight of it. Now, some of you may have the NIV. If you have the NIV, they translate pana instead of my food. Instead of my food. Okay, what if we take it that way? And I have no problem with either way. I have no problem with either way here. They both fit what Job is going through. Instead of my food, which means that instead of food, he groans. Instead of food, he groans. Okay, this is in effect what he's saying. For my groaning comes instead of food. And I have no problem that he would be taking that. David cries out, tears are my only food. So that's the concept of what we have here. Instead of food, my tears and my groaning. This kind of mourning or groaning involves the body and the mind. It can come from the body, but in Scripture, it comes from the soul and affects the body. Let's look at Psalm 6 together. Psalms 6. I'm dealing with people who listen to these things, who are going to be experiencing or maybe even are experiencing these things. I was so encouraged with Horton told me about his sister going through miserable pain and what the comfort of the study of SAD did for her. And there'll be people listening to these things going through great, great pain. So Psalm 6, and let's see what happens. And the idea that we're going to be looking at, people, is that nearly everything that I read now says that at least 80% of all the people in hospitals in America, or maybe all the world, but in America, it's mental. Now, they're there because of their liver, they're there because of their kidney, they're there because of the heart, they're there because of all these other glands and all these other problems going on. But what happened there was the mind. The stress put on the body by the mind. People, you just cannot believe how much your mind, your emotional set in your mind, your mindset affects your body. You keep your mindset always tense. I know people who live this way, and they're proud of it. They brag about it. Man, I'm a jet set. I got to get up, and I start off at 5 in the morning, and I'm going, and I don't stop, and don't get in my way. And people, you don't know what you're doing to your heart. You don't know what you're doing to your whole mechanical system of your body. It's so important to understand the relationship of the mind and the body. Look at Psalm 6 with me now. Let's note Psalm 6, and we're just going to read from verse 1 a few verses. O Lord, do not rebuke me in thine anger, nor chasten me in thy wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. I love the word pining. I think it's a great word. Gracious to me. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I'm pining away, my life, my heart, my existence. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed. Now, just stay with what we're doing. Look at verse 1. Do not rebuke, do not chasten. Instead of rebuking and instead of chasing, what David is saying is, be gracious. Do to me what I don't deserve. Now watch this, people. Do what I do not deserve, but what? But what I need. And what I need is your grace.